trying to keep the middle-aged flab off, he supposed. Well, consider the battle won. You two won't gain another pound, especially after you're brain dead. The hit went off just as planned, at first. Joanne knocked, distracting the wife, sending her to the front door. The moment she walked away, Luke slid open the deck door, startling Mr. Microwave. His hands shifted away from the frozen dinner, and the surface of the counter beneath them began to ripple. Luke lifted his gun and fired twice, two chest shots, before the guy could even think about raising his mitts and sending some of that heat Luke's way. The double impact of the bullets sent the husband flying backwards. He reached out towards his half-cooked supper, as though it might save him. His fingers caught the edge of the plastic tray and pulled it off the counter, sending cold pasta and congealed brie flying. Meanwhile, he smacked the back of his head on the edge of the formica countertop on his way down. His body landed among the remains of his intended meal. "Dinner's ready, honey." Mrs. Shelby, however, was much more quick-witted than her husband. She had just opened the front door when the shots rang out. The plan was for Joanne to do the same to the wife, take her out with two torso shots. But before Joanne could lift her gun, the wife slammed the door shut in her face. Joanne pulled the trigger anyway, firing through the door, with no way of knowing whether the bullets had found their target. She lowered her gun and blasted apart the doorknob, then kicked the door in. The wife was waiting for her, knocked the gun out of her grip with one hand, then landed a lucky punch on the left side of Joanne's jaw, which just pissed her off. This evil-harboring bitch was going down. But Luke had already cleared the distance between the kitchen and the living room. He took out Mrs. Shelby with a shot to the chest and one more to the head, just to be sure. As far as they knew, Mrs. Shelby didn't have any powers, but that might just mean she was better at hiding them. 5 minutes later, the house was on fire, and Luke and Joanne were peeling away from the scene of the crime, right into hideous traffic on I-75. So, the double murder is fresh in his mind as they inch along the highway. Luke feels no remorse about the Shelbys. Maybe they were perfectly nice people, but that doesn't change the fact that they were too dangerous to be allowed to live. But because the hit went a little sideways, he finds himself endlessly picking over each moment. In his haste to reach the wife, did he step through some of that brie and pasta crap on the linoleum floor? Perhaps even leave a usable shoe print that the police could trace back to him? No, the fire would take care of that, right? Round and